President Bush goes to the Pentagon today to talk about his supplemental spending request for the war in Iraq. The president is asking Congress for nearly $75 billion in immediate spending authority, most of which would go to the Defense Department. NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Congress has been asking for the bill on this war for some time now, and the White House has been holding back. Now there's a very specific number, $74.7 billion. What's going on?
I think the White House was really hoping Congress would finish the budget resolution for next year. That budget resolution includes the president's new round of tax cuts that he's pushing for, and I think they wanted all that in place before Congress started talking about the cost of the war. White House wants to keep that separate. The administration insists that regardless of the cost of a war, that that tax cut is needed, though critics say, given the impact on the budget deficit, the two absolutely must be considered concurrently. So this request now goes to Congress, which is still working on the budget. The other thing is there has been, the White House says, the difficulty of knowing just how much the war will cost until it actually gets started and you have a sense of how long it might go. This estimate, the $74.7 billion, is based on 30 days of actual fighting, plus a few months of phased withdrawal. But, and this is important, it includes no cost for peacekeeping or rebuilding afterwards. And one Democratic senator who was at the White House briefing on the war's cost yesterday, the president briefed some members of Congress, said the American people should not assume that this request will cover the entire cost of the conflict.
Does the Pentagon get the whole $75 billion?
They get most of it, but not all. Some of it goes to Homeland Security, about 5% of it, and another 8% goes to allies in the war on terror. Those are countries in the region surrounding Iraq that have incurred some costs, extra defense costs and the like, due to the war. There's also some humanitarian aid to the Iraqis themselves.
And the president's going to be talking about all this at the Pentagon today.
He will indeed. He goes to the Pentagon. We haven't been seeing, frankly, much of the president, but he is going there to describe exactly what he's looking for.
Why is that?
In the first couple of days of the war, in the first week even, the president really preferred to put forward the military professionals and the Pentagon leaders, let them be the spokespeople for the war. We've seen a lot of Donald Rumsfeld, for example. There was also a sense over the past week that they wanted to make the president less visible, make this less of a mano-a-mano thing with Saddam Hussein. The president did take some questions on Sunday, but that was on a day when a number of U.S. troops were killed and when others were taken prisoner in Iraq and had been put on television. So I think there was a sense that the president had to say something that day in part to reassure the American public.
Well, Tony Blair has been very public.
He has. He has a very different situation, of course, at home. In Britain, the overwhelming number of there's overwhelming opposition to the war by the public, and Blair is really battling to try to convince them to support him on the war. So he's been making a strong personal appeal. The other thing is the British system requires him to face regular questioning in open session of the House of Commons. So Blair actually has to be out there every single week in a way that President Bush does not.
What about the rest of this week?
Well, the president obviously goes to the Pentagon today. Tomorrow he travels to Tampa to visit the military's Central Command Center. And while there, he'll give a speech. He'll talk about the war and the sacrifice of the troops. And he'll visit with families of some of the military personnel, some of whom are deployed. And then Tony Blair does come to Washington. Wednesday night, he'll arrive here. And then he and President Bush will go to Camp David on Thursday to talk strategy and progress.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.